Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You are listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here, enjoying the music right there along with you. I'm glad that you do like what we've got going on. Again, thanks for all the texting and the tweeting and all that you do. I really do appreciate it. You are very, very kind. Just a reminder, too, when I was on last weekend for Richard Sirrett, and prayer still going to him and his family, we had on the air Douglas James Cottrell, and he had website problems. So he was talking about a class that he had for $50. You can learn about him and what you can do and what he can do and all that good stuff, which is an incredible price. So definitely go to it. But I just wanted to clear up the site to go to, because a lot of you contacted me on that, and it would be just go to the store that he has, which would be Douglas James Cottrell, and that's Cottrell store.com, and then right there on the front it's got for his class. So I just wanted to make that clear, because he was having problems with the site. So that's where you want to go. Make sure it's the store. Okay, also those of you that go to conniewillis.com, to my site, and join my shows, or even if you just go to the email list, always make sure afterwards, especially if you get involved in the email list and put your name in and your email address. What happens is you should get an email right back directly. So make sure you go immediately after you sign in, you know, within a minute or so, and make sure that you get the email that says, thank you, we've got you included. Because a lot of times these servers will say it's spam, and you know, you got to give it permissions to accept it. So if you do go to conniewillis.com and say, I want to get on your email list, Connie, make sure after you sign in, just go to your mail. Okay. Just give it a minute or so and go in there. And if you don't see anything, check your trash, junk, spam, whatever you have, your mailing system. And if you see it there, it will say, do you trust this? Or it'll ask you that and just say yes. So you can start getting, otherwise you'll miss all the good stuff. And I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do that. So open lines. We've got our guest is going to stick around with us, Dr. Eric Castletine, that has done so many things in his life. And he's going to continue on because he is just that man. You know, one day, you know, it all, you know, we meet our maker, but you're going to be working and having fun and smiling and inventing and doing all this till that last second. I just know you're one of them. I'm with you. And Dr. Chris is the same. And I appreciate that in you. I appreciate that in you.
Well, thanks. Like I say, I sometimes tell people I'm Eric Castletine, PhD, ADHD.
That's true. So before we hit the phones, I do have a question that came to me that they won't be able to call in. So I want to ask you here. This is Tom Hill from Green Valley, Missouri. And he says he's got a question for you. He said, how much of a voice sample would be needed to recreate someone's voice? And he said, due to cancer surgery and the follow-up radiation treatment, I have lost my voice and would love to have it back, even if artificial. And it's interesting because you're saying, hey, there's so much good. And what a great reason why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it depends on what it is you want it to say and so forth. But generally about 10 minutes is what you need. And the more variety there is, the better. But I've seen people do a incredible job with just 10 minutes. Some are less than that. They give you specific words they want you to say. But I think it would be definitely possible for him to, if he had samples of his voice from before, there are AI platforms where you could train it up and then he could just type in what he wants it to say and it would come out in his voice.
Amazing. That, you know, there's so much amazing things that can come out of this, like you were saying, that we can't, I don't even think we can fathom what's out there. But I am concerned myself about the values and the ethic part of it. We got to figure all that out and all the laws, and I'm sure there'll be some battles for that along the way. So let's go to wild card line number one. Lynn out of Orange County, California. Lynn, welcome. You're on Coast to Coast AM.
Yes. The doctor said the past hour that we didn't have to worry about AIs and emotions unless they were connected biologically to cells that would create emotions, and then we'd have to worry about that. But that could happen. It seems like he should have said it has happened, because we've heard all over the news already that they have cloned an embryo. Don't worry, it doesn't have a brain and it doesn't have a heart, but technically an AI doesn't need a heart and it comes with its own brain. So technically, if we're seeing that now, we can pretty much be guaranteed they've already created what would be equal to a Terminator, whether it's a robot with skin-like embryo skin. It's out there. So that's in the present tense. That's not future tense, could be. That's a present tense. Wouldn't that be
so correct? He can hear you.
That,
yeah, go ahead.
I don't think we're there yet. Yes, they have cloned pretty significantly sized mammals like sheep. And there are rumors of human cloning in Asian countries. But that's not the same as giving them an AI. But I do think you have a point, caller, in that neuroprosthetics are a big deal now, where we have very sophisticated electrode implants in the brain, primarily for diseases like Parkinsonism. And they both record and they stimulate. And I know a neurosurgeon at Mayo Clinic who has an app on his phone where he monitors the brain activity of patients he's implanted. And I think it's certain that you're going to see AIs connected to neural prosthetics. And already we have neural prosthetics that can move artificial limbs, and you can transmit crude thoughts over the internet by thinking something and then it shows up in someone else's brain. These experiments have already been done. And so I think where you're going to see what you're talking about is the interface between AI neuroprosthetics and the brain. And what happens when an AI that has no biological tissue is now plugged into a real brain. It's that could start to generate things like emotions.
Interesting. Very interesting. Lynn, thanks for the call. Wildcard line number two, I think it's Mayed out of New York.
Yes, good morning. Great program.
Hi.
And great bumper music always, Connie.
Thanks so much.
I want to briefly comment on Lynn's point because we heard a headline from George about not using the gametes, which are the ova and the single sperm, but creation of life. So I just want to say, yay, yay, Lynn, you brought up an excellent, interesting point. But a point of clarification and a main question, and I'll listen over the air. I understand Chris does mind-body books, but I didn't get the title of at least, say, her latest book. And the main question happens to deal with some news I was hearing on public radio. Again, I heard it when it first happened some time ago. But through facial recognition, it seems that, you know, we live kind of in a caste system, and a Robert Williams in front of his wife and two young daughters got arrested behind this facial recognition. A black man spent like 30 hours on some crazy, not even a bed and without any clean water. And of course, it was a mistake. So I'd like to know whether either one of you have looked into that, and it seems like there's going to be sort of like a Sisyphean type of struggle because of the society that we live in. And if you have my question, I'll listen over the air.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Connie.
Thanks, Maya.
Very insightful question. I appreciate both of them. Well, first of all, the book is The Listening Cure, and it's the story of an unconventional doctor. And Dr. Chris is the main author, and I'm a very small sub-author in talking about the brain. But getting to the point of racially neutral facial recognition, this is a big problem because most of the original face recognition systems were done on Caucasians. And so they didn't perform as well on African-Americans. And so they were more prone to misses and false positives. And this is a known problem, and it stems from what we talked about earlier in the show, where the AI is only as good as the data you feed it. And if there's cultural bias in that, then there will be cultural bias in the AI. And so it's a very important point that's been brought up, and the industry is trying to correct that weakness. I can't say that they're 100% yet, but they're very aware of it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Interesting question. Wildcard line number three, Charles, out of California. Is it Sebastopol? What is it? I'm sorry.
Sebastopol.
Oh, okay. There you go. Welcome. You're on the show.
It's always confusing. So wonderful topic. I spent many years in AI myself. In fact, in the late 90s, I was president of called the Virtual Humans Conference. And at that time, we were talking about things like existence sovereignty, that sort of thing. How do you determine the boundaries of who you are versus something that's representing you? And we always thought in theoretical terms, but now we're here. I mean, this is the real thing. But the thing I wanted to ask you about now is in political elections and campaigns. In other words, right now we have, you know, thousands and thousands of comments on all kinds of blogs and various websites, either being pro-Putin or claiming that Ukraine attacked Russia or just, you know, crazy stuff like that. Yeah, people believe it. They actually start to go along with this idea. I mean, it's kind of scary, actually. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of wondering how many of those comments are actually coming from Russian AI bots, that sort of thing. In other words, I see a realm where people's opinions can be heavily swayed mm-hmm. by this kind of fake opinions being driven emotions that turn out to reflect in elections. Do you see that sort of happening in the future?
Oh, absolutely. It has happened. It happened starting in 2016. And the Russians, by the way, are really good at computer science, really good. And so absolutely, and I've read that in some cases, the majority of material on certain social media sites was by these trolling bots. And they're just going to get better and better. And quantity does matter. Stalin himself said quantity has its own quality. So if you have zillions of these things and they're cheap and basically free to spawn, you can sway opinion on social media sites, and it actually has happened. And it's just going to get worse because the bots are going to get smarter and smarter and know how to work around the AI detectors that are trying to weed them out. It's as I said, an arms race.
Charles, are you still there with us by chance?
I hope so. I think I am.
Okay, there. What you said that you are in AI a long time ago. What were you involved in?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a little more esoteric. One of the things I was actually involved with is something called evolutionary computing, and that is where you use genetic algorithms to actually design or make something come to pass that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do naturally. There was something called the Evolvable Hardware Conference, where we use genetic algorithms to construct really complex objects, like antennas, for instance, which is an art form itself. And I was at Pasadena, actually, one time, just a few years ago, and they showed an example of an antenna that was being designed for a spacecraft, you know, very beautiful orthogonal structure. Then they showed one that was designed by the evolutionary computing, or the EC platform. The EC platform worked much better. It looked like a bird's nest, but nobody could explain why it actually worked. And that was over a decade ago.
I've designed optics that way that came out way better than I could have done, and the computer did it. But we call those evolutionary neural nets, for example, and they're really good at creating art. And they're different in many respects from supervised learning in that they don't have to be trained by a human in the same way, and they can produce pretty amazing results.
Good stuff. Charles, thanks for calling in. Let's see if we can.
Question.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if we can do one more here before the break. Wildcard line number four, Carl, out of Boston. You're on the air.
Hi, Connie. I've been trying to get on with you for months, but I always missed the spot. But anyway, Lynn kind of hit on it earlier. I think it was her name. But
yes.
My question basically is it possible, now that we have quantum computers the size of atoms, to implement things like serotonin and dopamine into computers and something of that nature to make them feel emotions? Or I know they're not, your wonderful call screener, Donna, told me it's not possible, but I was just wondering from a brain doctor, is that even a possibility that you could interject or maybe an AI could detect a certain level of serotonin or dopamine or whatever neurochemical reaction to make up their mind and how to react toward you? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, I think it would depend on the actual physical structure of the AI computer. If it's silicon microchips as it is today, I think the answer is no, although I wouldn't rule out the possibility that you couldn't come up with a digital virtual equivalent of a stimulant, a neurotransmitter that would change the mood. But I think that there is a fast-growing field of biological computing where biological tissue, neural tissue, and other things are used for computation. And also self-assembling biological systems that do automation and things like that. There's nothing that says a computer has to be made of silicon. We have an existence proof that you can make it of nerve cells, for example. And there's some interesting experiments working in that direction. So I just repeat what I said before. It's an opinion. It's not based on any data because nobody really knows what the substrate of emotion is. But my opinion is that the underlying computer would have to itself be biological.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.